mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into our number three on this Wednesday, the 27th day of October, 2004 edition. I am Alex Jones, your host. We have wide open phones. We are taking your calls, talking about the election, the police state, the open borders, the new Super Patriot Act, genetic engineering. We're talking about it all. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Some of the other news that's coming up. Mexico wants a North American EU, and so does our government. Gene wars only a few years away, say doctors, London Times, race-specific bioweapons. Army won't shorten combat tours in Iraq. Web servers taken down, called speech threat, Associated Press, foreign governments ordering websites down, new developments there. And they want to make video games part of education. They're also saying there's a backdoor draft of civilian contractors already taking place. Democrats file 9 suits in Florida states. And this was the big one we'll cover after some calls. Senator Bush has no choice but to reinstate draft. Tom Harkin, President Bush may or may not have a secret plan to reinstate the draft, but this is beside the point. The deteriorating facts of the ground on Iraq, plus the Bush doctrine of acting preemptively, have unilaterally against hostile regimes, will soon leave him no choice. If President Bush is reelected, he will have to reinstate the draft. We'll cover that article as well. Mac White, you ready to go back to these calls?
Yes, I am.
Let's talk to Charles in Louisiana. Thanks for holding, Charles. Put him on hold. He's got his radio up with a delay there. Let's go back to Charles. Charles, you there? Yeah, put him back on hold. What we'll do is we'll just talk for this segment. When he hears this, we'll come back and talk to Charles and the other callers. Mac, getting into what I just mentioned about how Mexico wants a North American EU, well, that's what the European Union started as a, quote, economic community, and our government admits this is the free trade area of the Americas, this is the Pan-American Union, but you tell the average American that they're publicly merging our governments with Latin America and Canada, they'll laugh at you.
They just can't believe it, but step by step by step, that's exactly where we're going. And if it happened in Europe, it can certainly and will happen here. And eventually, of course, I hear there could be a Asian Union and so forth. And once we get that far down the line, then we are just about there to one world government. And that just sounds fantastic to people still. You know, when I first began hearing about all this, New World Order and so forth, it sounded fantastic to me. But simple research verified that it was not fantastic, that it's reality. And,
Well, they just released the Bilderberg Group documents from 54. They released them. And there they were plotting the EU and how they'd sell it as a trade deal in 1954. And then now you watch C-SPAN 3.5 years ago, they have the Free Trade Area of the Americas meeting, and they said it's going to be one big country, and now we've got the Mexican government saying just that. I mean, this isn't a secret, but I guess it's a secret to those who don't research.
Well, unless it's really covered extensively in the mainstream media, which is where most people get their news, those who even watch the news, it's not real to them. The information is out there. It's hidden in plain sight. It can be easily verified, but you know the average individual, doesn't watch the news or even read the news. So they're not going to go to the trouble to research alternative sources of information.
You're absolutely right. When we get back, we'll take some more calls at 1-800-259-9231 and get into all this draft news. American EU news, all of it, when we return, and we're talking about the whole spectrum of the New World Order, and we're going to talk about government-created assassins.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
By the way, again, we're going to have a new shortwave frequency during the day from 11 to 2 Central. That's 10 to 1 Mountain, noon to 3 Eastern. Starting next Monday, it'll be 9.985 on WWCR instead of our good old 9475. 9.985, and of course at night, 9 to midnight, stays 3210, and as always, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or your wonderful, blessed, absolutely dynamic and full of courage AM and FM affiliates, a growing list that we have out there. I want to thank those stations and sponsors personally for being on the front lines of unlocking minds. God bless you. We got Mac White, a good friend of mine, a really intelligent person who's made... has put out this new, he was the editor for it and also wrote some of the pieces in it, this pictorial history of the Bush crime family, the Bush junta, and it gets into, it's the size of, almost the size of the Austin phone book, the Austin White Pages. It's about 10% smaller than the Austin White Pages, about 2.5 inches thick, and I wrote the foreword to it, and it's the Bush junta, and you can go link through to the big publisher of this, one of the biggest cartoon publishers out there, via MacWhite.com. And again, we're honored to have him. Again, I wrote the foreword to it. And we're about to go back to Charles and Dayton and David and Pete and Ken and everybody else that is patiently holding there. But I said I'd air this again, and we did find it. I wanted to air it in the first hour, but I forgot to find it, and we did find it. Now here it is. You know, I talk about how there was this national study, several studies, about how nutritious mercury is. And then this aired all over stations around the country. 60 Minutes just reported on this. But here's CBS News locally a few months ago in Austin saying that contrary to popular belief that mercury's bad for your brain, it actually aids in your child's development. So we're not going to take that mercury out of the vaccines. It's actually nutritious. So here is that clip.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
All right. So, now again, this same news station told you you've got to have vaccines to go to school. It's the law when there is no law. And they do this nationwide. The same government says we're getting rid of all the borders. Everyone who's here or gets here is instantly legal. But this is not amnesty. I mean, how long are you going to put up with this? Or anybody can be president as long as you're from a 15-member cult each year and are related to each other. Mac White comments.
That piece you just aired there about mercury is something that probably has very doubtful science behind it. It's just put out there to soothe people's fears, which they should be very afraid of mercury. And this is coming from a controlled media that is pushing all sorts of agendas that are not for our good.
But mercury, Mac, well said, has been in our environment so long, it is probably, even talked to some doctors about this, some toxicologists about this, it is probably the most studied heavy metal out there, and because it's so toxic, and there are literally thousands of studies going back hundreds of years, they knew about mercury being a poison thousands of years ago. Everybody knows it's very bad in fast-growing tissues. It's bad, period. It's really bad for children. It attacks the cerebral cortex. First they said, we're putting it in, it's good for you. Then, okay, we're taking it out, and then now we're putting it back in, it's good for you. I mean, my only point about making a big deal out of this still is this is the lies, I guess, reaching their penultimate, end. It's so ridiculous. How could anybody watch this with a straight face?
Well, people believe what they want to believe, and facing the truth can be scary. But that's the wrong attitude, because if people will face the truth, then they're really more empowered. It's the lack of knowledge that is scary.
And I think somebody else said that.
Yes, exactly. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
But nowadays, it's you shall be in deep denial, and you shall be a good couch potato.
Yeah, you should believe what's comfortable. You should believe what the talking head on a television says. You should believe that Bush is a good man or Kerry is a good man, and they'll take care of you. And, that couldn't be more dangerous. Would be better would be if people would simply get informed and get out of denial. You know, simply because a truth is uncomfortable, it's like sticking your neck in the sand. This terrible threat doesn't go away. It's still very much there, but if your head's not stuck in the sand, you can do something about it. So they are appealing to that part of the human mind that is afraid. And is afraid to do anything, because if you accept for a moment what's really going on, then you got to do something about it. And I think people are afraid of that.
It shatters their worldview.
Yeah, and that can be very disorienting to suddenly realize that the world that you thought you were living in was a complete illusion. That is a very uncomfortable feeling at first. But once you get past that, then there's the power of knowing what's really going on. And
yeah, I'd rather have my my eyes up above the sand where I can see what's going on than, you know, like a 3-year old pulling the covers up over their head when the wind blows the trees up against the window.
Yeah, you're actually safer. you know, people want to do what's more comfortable.
I thought we'd be safer being in darkness with our eyes closed. Well, then why did God give us eyes?
Yeah, and why did he give us a brain? You know, we're supposed
well, now
to...
Now you're talking like Al-Qaeda, Mac.
Yeah, thinking is not what you should be doing. We should be just trusting our leaders to do the thinking for us. And trusting the news anchormen to...
And ignore the fact that all the global leader out there writing books and giving speeches about how they want to kill all of us while funding vaccine programs for the little black children because they love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
Can't people put two and two together? I want to kill you with a deadly virus. By the way, I'm the number one funder of shipping vaccines to Africa.
Right. You know, once again, it's a difference between what they say and what they're actually doing.
But in many cases, they also say it. But they know that we're
that's
not.
True.
Most people aren't out reading Prince Phillips if I was an animal or listening to Ted Turner.
Yeah. It gets said, but it doesn't get reported in the mainstream news. And then there are people that don't even watch the news on television.
Well, it's like 6 years ago, I saw government documents of a plan to make all the troops and police take chips in this country. And then about 8 months ago, I had the European distributor for the Verichip on, and he goes, oh, yes, the chip will prevail. Get chip today. We're going to make government people take this. And then Mexico started making first 300, then 600, then 900, now over 1,000 people. You want to work for the Justice Department, you got to have a chip. And then now Italy's saying they're about to do it. You know, again, folks, their people are now being forced to take chips. Do you understand? It's happening.
And people will say, oh, well, that's just Mexico, or that's just Italy. Again, that's denial, because if it's being done anywhere, it's going to spread, especially since what we're talking about is a global program.
Let's talk to Charles and then all the other folks. Charles in Louisiana, good to have you on with us. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Jones. You know, I get a caller that just called up, said he's going to vote for Kerry just to get Bush out of office. It's the mentality like that that scares me.
It is frightening, yes.
Yes, but the people, I believe the people, are, like this gentleman said, are just they're scared, and they just don't know what to do. But if everybody would just do something, like I've been saying for years, just something, we might get a little hold on it. I don't think we'll get the country back. I really don't.
Well, let me say this. Peter Jennings isn't going to tell us that we're winning the fight. I'm here to tell you we're winning the hearts and minds. Let me say the best news I got again. Announce the victories. Mac, would you say that 1,600 radio interviews and having one out of 30 callers disagree with me on average, would you say that's a major shift in the mindset from half the callers on my show
six years
ago disagreeing with me?
Yes, and you know, I find that I meet a lot of people who, if they're not aware of what's really going on, they at least suspect. And people are a lot more open, it seems, to these alternative explanations, that is alternative to what the mainstream media and the government are saying.
Well, they've been denying the elephant in the living room, but now it's been kicking them and stomping on them and tooting its horn, and so now they're having to see it.
At least on an unconscious level, people would have to know that something's not right.
Well, I'll tell Charles this. Charles has called for years. Charles, you've made how many copies of my videos and handed them out?
I kind of slow. I'm a little over 5,000 right now.
He's not kidding.
Sir?
He's not kidding, by the way, folks. I've gotten word from the parishes in Louisiana where he's done this. And you've described how cops went from threatening to arrest you, handing these out, to begging you for more and paying you for more copies.
Well, they give me money for tapes, you know, to make it for their mothers and things like this, their aunts, and they'll give me $2.
What percentage of the people you've given it to have turned around and woken up?
Well, I tell you the truth, I can't remember when the last time anybody disagreed with me, but the only thing is to get them to do something. That's my biggest gripe. To get them to get involved.
Well, that's really the crutch, isn't it, of the situation is we've got a bunch of informed slaves now, and they get mad at us that we've informed them they're slaves. Well, time to stand up against them. Anything else, Charles?
No, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, God bless you, man. You keep it up. Dayton and David and Pete and Ken, everybody else are straight ahead. Mac White's riding shotgun with us. Ton of news as well. So stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget, MacWhite.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Try glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy to swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Let's take some more calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Dayton in Texas. Dayton, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Eddie?
Good.
The American Legion magazine for November 4th has a two-page spread here about modern mythology. Dennis McCafferty, have you heard or seen or anybody call in about it?
It is a shameless attack on me. I have someone, a great fella, faxed me a copy of it, I believe from Georgia.
Good.
I'd like to get a hard copy of it. He interviewed me almost a year ago, and now it pops up in the current November issue. And then it says stuff like, They're a bunch of nuts. They believe the government killed Kennedy. They're a bunch of nuts. They think the government. I mean, I want to write a counter article of this because, you know, they claim that thinking that there was a conspiracy to kill Caesar, that you're a conspiracy theorist. It actually says that, and then it says that I just make stuff up to tell an interesting story. Yeah, I read out of the newspaper Mexico wants North American EU. I read out of the MSNBC Bush backs temporary work ID for immigrants. I read out of New Scientist. Newborn mice given Prozac grow up depressed with brain damage. I read out of News8 Austin that there's stuff going on with the voting machines. I mean, I'm neurotic about documenting everything. But no, if you think government ever did anything wrong, you're an insane lunatic. Mac White, any comments to what Dayton's saying?
Well, yes, that obviously is that sort of thing is put out there to obfuscate the fact that all of these so-called theories are not theories. They're based on, in many cases, mainstream news sources and documentation.
But then if you criticize it, you're crazy.
Yeah. You know, if you think it's bad, then suddenly you're a conspiracy nut. That seems to be the way that game is run.
Dayton, what do you think of the article?
I think it's just what y'all are talking about. Of course, it's slanted, but thank God we have you to give us the real news. The ABC, NBC is a bunch of junk. Anybody looks at that and believes it's a fool. And to me, we got to have an alternate plan somewhere on the radio or TV or somewhere to get out to people and get these nincompoops to find out what's going on.
I mean, How long have you been aware, Dayton, of this whole global system?
Probably since after I got out of World War II.
Huh, that's what Hutton Gibson says.
Yeah.
What happened after World War II that made you wake up?
Well, they promised us a bunch of stuff, just like the veterans' business. They don't do what they said. They promised us that when we got back, they'd take care of us and all that, and they don't do it. They drop in veterans off the VA every day. I've got friends that can't even get an appointment with a doctor. I mean, what kind of dang deal is that? I mean, you know, that ain't right. And if you're going to be right, be honest.
And so they started lying to you back then. And
and the little things would come up. You know, you said, well, that wasn't what they said. And you said, oh, well. And you go on 2 or 3 years later, something else. And finally you get down to where these guys are lying. They find corruption over there in Atlanta somewhere. They stole $3 or $4 million from the VA, and they didn't hardly even write it up.
Oh, that's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, and they got their hand in our pocket from both pockets. And somebody's got to tell the truth and get it out to these people before it's too late.
I hear you, Dayton. Good to have you on board with us.
I'm glad that you're on.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, there's a lot of outrage over this American Legion magazine article. Let's talk to David in California. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, real quick. Does your book deal or go into in any depth the Masonic nature and such of the New World Order in this country?
Well, there's a chapter on the Skull and Bone Society, and it describes not only the Bush family's ties to it and the theft by, I think, Prescott Bush, Geronimo's skull and so forth, but it gets into all of the links between the Skull and Bone Society and the major elite families, Rockefeller, Hines, and Pillsbury, names like that that are very familiar are all listed there. And the involvement of the Skull and Bone Society and links to, you know, MK Ultra and to drug trafficking. Secret societies are covered there.
Okay. Hey, Alex, just real quick, a couple things. Aren't both of John Kerry's wives daughters of Skull and Bones members?
That is, I have read that, but I don't know if that's the case. I know they're very secretive now. I know the Bush daughters, one of them went to Yale and is there now, or just graduated, and then they're secretive about that. I mean, Dick Cheney's uncle and his grandfather were Skull and Bones, and now we learn he's cousins with Bush. So they're all interrelated, sir.
Okay. Last thing. I wanted to give you an 800 number for a talk show, if you want to call it, and put your 2 cents worth in about 9-11. This guy thinks I'm off my rocker.
We'll be right back. We got a break. Take it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Again, coming up next Monday, new shortwave frequency during the day from 11 to 2, 9.985, 9.985. That's 9.985, 11 to 2 Central. We're about to go back to Mac White and then to Pete and Ken and David and Terry and many, many others that are patiently holding. Before I do that, I do want to encourage all of you who want to have tools that we know are highly effective in waking up your friends, your family, your neighbors, your community. That's the best defense against the globalist, is education, is setting the people's minds free with the info. We know the films are working. Please get my videos. I've made 11 films. The 11th new one is out, American Dictators. It's on DVD and VHS, almost 2 hours long on DVD, a little bit shorter than that on VHS, a few minutes shorter. Each additional DVD, after you buy one for $19.95, is $5.95. I just want you to get this out to people. So buy a whole bunch of them to give as gifts to friends and family. Give an early present this Christmas instead of giving them some tie or fruitcake. Give them an early gift and say, here's your DVD about what really happened with the election and how it's all staged. So you'll understand why the tyranny is going to continue no matter who's in office. Though I'm saying it'll be Bush next Tuesday. That's pretty clear now. Or it may be disputed, but that'll be a nice circus, a nice crisis for the globalists. So get American Dictators, get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, The Matrix of Evil. Get, of course, George Humphrey's 9/11 film, 9/11, The Great Illusion. It's excellent. Got a big discount on that when you get your second one. Comes with some free booklets as well. got the videos on the Second Amendment by the JPFO, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Got just so much great stuff. At InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, peruse the site, look at the different titles, videos, and books, and T-shirts, and bumper stickers, and then look at the different discounts, and take action, order those films, those videos today. If they're my videos, you're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. My goal is just to educate people. Or call toll-free to get the films. Operators are there right now. 1-888-253-3139. You can ask about different titles or different specials when you call. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. You can watch them all in high-quality streams or at low-quality bandwidth if you had a bad dial-up connection. We have them in two different formats, actually four different formats. On PrisonPlanet.com, you can link through to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up right there for all my videos, a bunch of other great films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV report, my best audio interviews. There's just hundreds of things up there. 15 cents a day, new stuff getting added every day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Mac White, before I go back to these calls and more news, I think the best cartoons, and again, these are just pictorial representations with documents and a bibliography of what happened with the New World Order, your cartoon about 9/11. And, again, you put out the new Bush Junta, and we'll tell folks how to get to that before you leave us. But also in one of the comics you've done, and again, it's just a pictorial representation of, you know, what's happened is really what I like to call it, combining, you know, the written word with the image in a great documentary format, was one you did about the assassination, the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan, and the assassination just a few months before of John Lennon, who woke up and said the world leaders are devil worshippers. He said this in a few songs before he was killed. I was wrong about all this. I've gotten out of this. He talked to people about this, and then he gets killed. They couldn't have him with all the followers he had coming out at that key time. And you know, we get into mind control, folks. This is real stuff. But in that little comic you put out, you detail this. Break this down for folks that that aren't aware of this piece of history.
Oh, yes. Well, now, that was in a comic that is not in the Bush Junta, but that was a comic strip which can be found on my website about the assassination of John Lennon. And it shows the motivation clearly documented by the FBI and CIA and so forth, that they were afraid of John Lennon. They were afraid of, that he would use his celebrity power, as they put it, to lead a revolt of the nation's youth. And so for that reason, he was surveilled and harassed for a number of years, and then he went into retirement. And about the time he decided to end his five-year retirement and become politically active again, suddenly he's killed. And there are all sorts of anomalies and disturbing things about the background of this Mark Chapman, who allegedly killed Lennon. And just one is Chapman's connection to an organization known as World Vision, which is an international evangelical association that a number of researchers have linked with CIA. They run refugee camps around the world, and where they have recruited mercenaries, and it's believed to have been used, that is World Vision and its operations, as a cover for assassinations worldwide. And Chapman was involved in that when he was working at a refugee center for Laotians during sometime in the 70s.
And let me give some folks some background here. If you've read, you know, any basic history book about spy organizations, their top three covers are journalist or, you know, what's the term for a Christian who goes out and proselytizes worldwide?
Oh, missionaries. Yes.
Yeah, so I was having a senior moment there. But seriously.
Because they can cross international borders, are always moving around doing things. And, of course, on the
surface, or a Red Cross aid worker.
Totally innocent. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So for those that Now continue with the story, because then it gets into the Reagan attempted assassination and who ran World Vision. Please continue.
Okay, and now we get into the attempted assassination of Reagan, and this is...
But, I mean, let's go back, though, and talk about Chapman, because it just came out. He just gave an interview. He said, no matter what I did after I flew back to the States, it's just this order. Kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him.
That's the other thing. Yeah, he had all of the classic symptoms of a mind control victim, and even the New York police homicide detective who was involved in the case said it looked to him as if Chapman could have been programmed or used by someone. That's covered in a book called Who Killed John Lennon by Fenton Bresler, who researched this in depth. But it connects with the Reagan attempted assassination, which happened shortly after the killing of John Lennon. And as I was saying, this is covered in one of the pieces in the Bush Junta. It's called the Bush-Hinckley Connection. And it turns out that Hinckley's father was on the board of directors of World Vision. So once again, it turns up again, that little connection. And, of course, I think it's also interesting that both Chapman and Hinckley, when they were arrested, were found with a copy of Catcher in the Rye in their pocket.
So let's go over this. What's the mathematical probability of both of them having, this is mainstream news, the Catcher in the Rye on them, both of them, one of them working at World Vision at the camps, comes back with a compulsion to kill Lennon, the other one's father running it, having dinner with the Bushes and people, one of their biggest campaign contributors. It's ridiculous. It's impossible.
Yeah, I mean, that's a coincidence theory that's just outrageous.
They're just both carrying the trigger book. They're just both magically with the same organization. It's just
yes, and that only is just the tip of the iceberg. There's just so much more. But you mentioned the connections between the Bush and Hinckley families. That's... the main part of this piece in the in this book, there's a lot in there about how the brother of John Hinckley was supposed to have dinner that very day when Reagan was shot. He was supposed to have dinner with Neil Bush, and there's just so many coincidences that.
Marvin Bush, the president's youngest brother, just so happened to be running security at the World Trade Centers on 9/11. His uncle, his father's brother, just so happened to be running security at the Boston Airport. I mean, it's just all a coincidence, okay?
Yeah. nothing happens by design. It's just all coincidence, right?
Everything's coincidence. I mean, forget what Roosevelt said about it. You can bet it was designed that way.
In politics, he said there are no coincidences. If it happened, you can bet that somebody planned it that way.
That is if the media promotes it and points it out. If it isn't planned, you never hear about it. Let's take a call here. Let's go to, I guess Pete is up next in Missouri. Pete, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. Two comments. First to Alex, to amplify what that gal was saying earlier regarding the nature of the rigged election. I think you could see it in terms of contingency plans. In other words, they might want Bush in, but there's always a contingency so that if things don't go exactly according to plan, they at least get part of what they want. Also, in the event that Bush gets in, they could always play down the connection of the Bilderberg group and say, see, you conspiracy theorist, you're all wrong. Look, Bush got in. That's the way.
Despite the fact the Bilderberg group went public and endorsed Kerry.
Exactly.
It's never before happened.
Right, but the idea would be to have every possible contingency covered, and that's why you have Bush and Kerry and not Bush and a legitimate opposition. So their primary goal might be Bush, but any which way you slice it, they're still covered. Other comment to Mac White, love your stuff. Some of it I think is pretty whacked out and funny. The suggestion I have, you've seen those Dak Chick little cartoon tracks. They go for a dime a piece. They're for Chris.
Great minds think alike. We've been on it.
Was that right? Also, well,
yes, indeed.
one little comment to Bush's people, that that picture way back on Newsweek, the praying president, if you notice the pinched look on his face, all I have to say is, you know, I used to have a pinched look on my face like that. Then I got on colon cleanser, fixed me right up.
All right, please. Got a lot of children listening. Let's not, you know, it's fake with him, but I don't want to make jokes about it. Let's talk to Ken in New York. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
Just right. Talking about the Chapman and Hinckley cases, what's the significance of the Catcher in the Rye found on both of them?
Well, they'll use
a
book.
It would appear to be some kind of a triggering mechanism.
Let me explain this.
Okay.
In the movie Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson, great guy, tell him as much as he could to the film, he needs Catcher in the Rye. And they found other killers that want this. And they just pick a book with a program, and then Copper Green now admits this. They put you in a chair, they put you on LSD, PCP, and then they'll give you another injection of a type of chemical that makes you have a bad trip, and they'll dunk you in the water, drowning you over and over again, and then flashing the words on the screen and saying them as trigger words. And then when you pop back out and say one of the key trigger words or sentences, then they relieve the pain until they torture you the next day. And they have a bunch of other ways of doing it, but this is the Manchurian method that was not developed by the North Koreans, folks. It's been around for a while. And so this is what they do. And then they've got to compulsively, when they get phone calls and stuff, read that, because then the horrors come back and the panic and the total abject fear and the amnesic wall is broken. That amnesic wall goes back into place when they read that passage, and they usually get obsessive compulsive about it. Even when they're not being triggered, they want to have it on them to constantly be reading it to make the fears go away. If the amnesic wall is broken, it's kind of a psychological comfort blanket for them. Mac White, go ahead.
Yeah, when Chapman was arrested, when the police showed up after Lennon was shot, he was just sitting there calmly reading Catcher in the Rye. It was obviously that it was doing what you were just describing there.
So it's not used as a trigger mechanism or anything. It's used as something to comfort their tortured subconscious or something like
that?
Well,
there's torture trigger words in the book, but there's also calming passages.
Well, the main issue, this is what I mainly called you about, Alex, is about the immigration issue. And I think that's the issue where the Republican Party leadership in particular has betrayed its base, if there's any conservative base left in the Republican Party, more than any other issue. And the American Conservative had a great article, the October 11th issue, on immigration in Arizona and Illinois. There were two, well, there's one referendum, Arizona 200, and it supported 9-1 with Republicans in Arizona. Democrats supported 3-1, yet every single Republican congressman, including Senators McCain and Kyle, are opposed.
Now, again, 3-1 Democrats
right.
for it, and as you said, even more Republicans, 9-1, and I saw that those polls, and they say, we don't care.
Right.
We don't care if 80%+ of you are for this. You're not going to get it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Alex.
We're killing this country, period. All right, let's go ahead and talk to David in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Or Daniel in Texas, excuse me.
Yeah, okay. Good to get on, Alex. All I got to say is, hey, if the CIA comes down to do business, you're going to need a refugee camp. Fellas, one thing I want to point out about this voting business and folks, whether or not going to vote for Kerry or so forth, I haven't voted for a Republican or Democratic candidate president since 1980. And to me, it's like a car being driven off the cliff. And whether you have a Republican driver or a Democratic driver, and whether or not the car's going toward the cliff at 20 miles an hour or 100 miles an hour, as long as a Republican and or a Democrat's driving the car, it's going off the cliff. And we're not going to change the problems that are going down in this country until everybody gets that in their head and quits voting for Republicans and Democrats.
And they know people have gotten that in their heads, so the contingency plan is the electronic voting machines now in 35% of the country.
Oh, yeah. And then the final point I wanted to make is about these folks that want to call us conspiracy nuts. It has been my observation as a criminal defense attorney for now 21 years that if you put together a pyramid scheme of those that are dealing drugs into this country, particularly heroin and cocaine, And if you assume that that pyramid scheme has a 1 at the top and 10 at the bottom, our jails and prisons are 90 to 95% full of those at level 7 through 10. The other 5 to 10% is made up of those from levels 4 through 6, and those at the top of the pyramid are never touched. And someone wants me to believe that that's just some coincidence? There's a reason for that.
Explain what those levels mean for folks that don't know.
Well, the one at the top of the pyramid being whoever you want to believe it is, George Tenet or Tom Ridge or whoever's running the show, that gets these drugs into our country scot-free.
And then they put low-level dealers in private prisons that they themselves own.
Yeah, all the black kids on the street corners of Fort Worth, Austin, New York City, and Chicago that are selling $10 rocks are all in our prisons. They're at 10 at the bottom.
We'll be right back. Thanks for the call. Stay with us, my friends. Final segment straight ahead.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, they never do this, and I'm honored to be doing it. I'm going to be on Coast to Coast AM back-to-back two nights in a row next week. Tuesday night, I'm going to pop in just for 30 minutes for one segment with a bunch of other people they've got lined up for analysis from different views. And then I'll be on for 3 hours on the 3rd, the night after the election. Just me, myself, and I. So that'll be big. And, hey, I love talking to 14 million people an hour. Just thank God for that blessing. Web server takedown called Speech Threat. We now know all the details. from the Associated Press of why the Indy Media site out of Texas was ordered taken down by the Italian and Swiss governments at the Genoa, Italy summit, where they killed protesters, ran over them with armored vehicles, back over them on purpose. Some of the Indy Media reporters, who are, by the way, mainstream esteemed reporters who also write for Indy Media, were beaten within an inch of their life. They got photos of the secret police doing it. They posted them, and so they shut down that site and 19 others. So if foreign government doesn't like you exposing them, our government comes and does it under an international treaty. Mac White, that's global government, is it not?
It sure is. Whenever the FBI is working hand in glove with the Italian authorities or whatever and seizing web servers here, it shows you that obviously they're not working for us. They're working for the globalists.
And that was Rackspace out of San Antonio. So setting the precedent, and again, they never charged anybody, never said anything. They just said, you showed pictures of our undercover police, and you can't do that.
No.
You can't do that in America. Your book, The Bush Junta, 25 different cartoon writers. It's amazing. MacWhite.com, link through to the publisher, 18-something to get it. It's a great deal. I wrote the foreword to the book, and it's powerful. I hope you get it. Big coffee table book. Everybody should have one. Let's talk to Terry and then Rob. That'll be it for calls. Terry in Delaware, you're on the air globally. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. How you doing today?
Great. Good to talk to you.
That's great. I'm a widow. I'm getting benefits under the DIC program, and December the 17th, if I opted to remarry at age 57, I could keep my check. But if I don't report in to the VA, the check stops for a whole lifetime under the VA benefits.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of systems, and it's bloated with money, and they pay the bureaucrats to keep the money and not give it to the people that deserve it.
But they should be having it over the TV every night until the widows find out that their benefits are at jeopardy.
They don't. I mean, that's the plan. But you'll know all about Colby Bryan and just all of it. Terry, thanks for the call. Right. Rob in Tennessee, last caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, good to talk to you. I woke up post 9/11. Probably 2 days after, whenever I picked up your show, powerful stuff, and ordered your video, 911, The Road to Tyranny, shared with all my friends. It's just good stuff. What I was really calling about was something that was bothering me about what we've done with Saddam Hussein and with giving...
Milosevic.
Yeah.
Well, they're poisoning Milosevic, won't give him his medicine, and Saddam, their former business partner, they say he'll probably never get a trial and die in custody. It's all part of the new freedom.
Right. Well, I mean, even if he does go to trial, I mean, what is that? I mean, all the conservatives in this country, I mean, what do they think about that? It's like giving a trial to Hitler.
Well, they can't give him a real trial because they'll talk about who put him in power.
Right.
Anything else?
Oh, that's it. It's really bothering me about that.
I hear you, my friend. I appreciate the call, Rob. Keep up the good work. Mac White, closing comments.
Well, the book Bush Junta is an effort to serve as an antidote to the mainstream media, to put information out there in a visual, entertaining format that people otherwise wouldn't encounter. And it's hoped that they encounter it in this entertaining format that they would check our sources and see that it's all facts.
All right. Thank you for coming on with us. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for inviting me.
God bless you, Mac. All right, folks. We're out of time. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com are the websites. It's a great book to give your children so then they won't rebel against you because they'll realize the New World Order is in control. They'll join you and your family in the fight against it. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow.
Berkey Water.